Okay, let's get into Yoel Paragimel. Yoel Paragimel is a very short perek, only a couple of psukim, five psukim, but it is a beautiful perek, describing, as Yoel, as we said, started off talking about the first perek and a half, about the plague that was going to happen, whether it's literal plague, the locust, like most Mepharshim said, or was it a figurative plague, as the Abarbanel alluded to, that it has to do with the Gullios, the four types of locusts have to do with the Gullios. But then towards the end of Perek Beis, we went into a time that Yoel is talking about the future, and everyone will know, V'idatem, they will know, Kivikar V'Yisraelani, and this Perek also, this five Perek, Pasuk Perek, discusses the future. V'haya acharei chein, it will be. Acharei chein, v'haya, we start with v'haya, interesting, v'ayehi versus v'haya. V'haya is always a word that the Vilna Gaon points out, the difference between v'ayehi and v'haya. V'haya is lashon simcha, and v'ayehi is lashon sar. V'ayehi b'mei achashverosh. What's the difference? So the Vilna Gaon explains, other adrush, that yehi is the future, v'ayehi is v'avahipuch, and makes it into the past. Haya is past. V'haya makes it into the future. So if I take my future and I say I am held hostage and to the future because of my past, that's v'haya. I take my future, and I'm sorry, if I v'yehi, if I take my future and I make it into the past by putting a vav and v'yehi and it was, so that's sad. That's atzev, because I'm saying I don't have a future. But haya and v'haya, haya is the past, but I say v'haya, I take my past and I build on it and make something for the future, that's a lashon of simcha. That's v'haya. So v'haya acharei chein, it was after this time, Rashi says, la'asil lavo, at a time in the future, right, there's going to be eshpoch es ruchi al kol basar, I will pour out my ruach al kol basar v'nib'u b'neichem uvenoseichem, and your sons and your daughters will get nevuah, ziknechem chalomos yachalomun, the elders will dream, bachureichem chezyonos yiru, the young people will see visions. So what is all this all about? Of das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different levels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim says that it's different levels of nevuah. There's what's mentioned in this pasuk. There's nevuah, chalomos, and chezyonos. Says the Malbim, those are three different levels. Says the Malbim, as he again always does. Yeshalosh Dargos, HaNevuah HaGemura, that's the highest level. Nevuah Gemura, that's the first one. Nib'u. Number two, those are B'neichem Uvenoseichem, as we'll see. Number two, HaChazon, Shulamata MiNevuah. Chazon is the middle one. Sheyira Machzos Bahakitz. And number three, HaChalom HaTzodek, Shulamata Min Hashefa. And then dreams. Chalom is the lowest level. Umu'urav lo tarovas tevin v'sikim yosir min achazon. And in the dream, there's even more psoles, so to speak, that's mixed in. Ubazen, it says here that the banu and the banos, those will see the nevuah. Why? Those are the ones that are born at this time. Hatzi'irim sheim noldu badara mashiach. Hamuchan l'ruach eloki. Heim yinabu nevuos gemuros. Vazakenim, those Zakenim that were born earlier, Shem Noldu Badara Kadom, Rachog Midara Mashiach, they've had a lot of Olam Hazeh, Lo Yushpa Aleim, Raka Chalomos, Hatzotkim, Shulamatim and Achazon, Vabachurim, they're in the middle, Shem Noldu Gamkin Lefneim Bo Mashiach, but it was close to the time, so then they will have the Chazyonos, which is the middle. But again, this is talking about a time period where there'll be so much Da'as of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, around, right? This reminds us, this pasuk is the basis for much of what the Rambam says at the end of Mishnah Torah in Sefer Malachim, Perek Yud Beis. We get to review this a little bit now. The Rambam says, the last few halachos in all of the Mishnah Torah. First, he talks about why we yearn for Mashiach. He says, Amru Chachamim, Ein Bein Ol Mazel Yimosa Mashiach L'Shiva Malachias Bovad, Yira Mipshutan Shal Divrei Anavim, Shet Pechilas Yimosa Mashiach Tiyam Mechemes Gog U'Magog. That will have soon, mentioned in the Navi. V'shekodim Mechemes Gog U'Magog, Yamo Navi L'Yisrael L'Yasher L'Yisrael L'Achid Libam. Before that, there'll be a Navi to be Miyasher. And we really don't know exactly how it's going to take place until it actually takes place. That it, even the prophecies are not so clear. They just try to figure out the psukim. But at that time, it's going to be amazing. Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the last Rambam, Uba Osozman, Lo Yesham Lo Rav, Lo Malchama, Velo Kinna Vatachris, Shatova Tiem Mushpaz Harbe, Lochalam Adanim, Mitsuyan Kaafar. There's going to be plenty of Gashmias. Nobody's going to be focused on that. Velo Ye Esek Kala Olam Elo, La Das Es Hashem Bilvad. That's all people are going to be interested in doing. Lefichach yiu chachamim gedolim v'yodim dvarim astumim ha'amukim v'yasigu das boram k'vikoach adam. They'll be able to reach the levels. Shinamar, and he quotes a pasuk in Yeshayo, even they could have quoted this pasuk also. Kimala aris da'as de'as Hashem kamayim layam mechasim. And that is what the Rambam ends off Mishnah Torah with. The Radak points out here that it says that Hashem will pour his ruach on kol basar, and then b'neichem b'noseichem will get nevuah. He says, it doesn't say all b'neichem b'noseichem will get nevuah, because there's a difference. Ruach, ruchi, that's a certain level of ruach, of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody's going to have that. But nevuah, that's not for everybody. Not everybody can have a nevuah, and that's what the Radak says right here. Ubeshvichas haruach amar al kol basar, avol b'nevuah lo amar kol, elevin nibu b'neichem v'noseichem. Why? Because he quotes, like the Rambam says, nevuah isn't automatic. You have to prepare for nevuah. You have to be reach spiritual perfection for nevuah. As the Rambam discusses in the beginning of Perek Zion of Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, where he talks about the end of Perek Zion is the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im, but at the beginning of that Perek, the Rambam says, how do you become a Navi? And it is one of the Yisodos HaEmuna to believe in nevuah, as we know. V'lo yeh, so what is it? In nevuah chala el al chacham gadol b'chachma, gibor b'midosav. Again, each of these that we're learning, Hoshea, Yoel, Amos, Ovadia, all of them were in this category. Only at a chacham gadol, gibor b'midosav. V'lo yeh yitzur mizgabar olav b'davar ba'olam. He never loses his cool, or is off kilter in midos tovos. Elohu mizgaber b'daito al yitzur tamid, baldeya rechava nechona ad ma'od. Adam shu memula b'chol amidos ha'elu. He's full of these midos. Shalim b'gufo. Kishi yikanis lapardis v'yimashach bosen in yonos ha'gdol marachokim. When he thinks about those deep ideas, v'tiyelo das nechona lahavinu la'asig, and he thinks about understanding, v'miskadesh, and he sanctifies himself. V'holichu poshish midarkei klal ha'am. He doesn't hang out with everybody. V'holichu mezariz atzmo malami nafsho. That he's always connected. He's always plugged in. Not to any dvarim betelim or havli azman. His mind is constantly connected to the kisei akavin. Ulohavin ba'ozun atzuros hakadosh v'taharos. Once he does that, if he's perfected himself to be that type of person, then miyad. Then ruach hakodesh shor alav. Ube'eis shetanuach alav haruach tisarev nashu b'malas hamalachim v'chulu, and he will do the best, and Hashem will give him that nevuah. But that's what the Radak says here. That's why he doesn't say that everybody's going to get nevuah. It's v'nibu b'neichem v'naseichem, but not kol. The Radak then has one line that is somewhat controversial. The Rinas Yisrael points out. What does this mean? He says at the end that everybody's going to be so much nevuah, ad she'ulai yiyah bahem k'moshe rabbeinu olav hashalom. Whoa. Maybe they'll even be as great a Navi as Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, that's one of the animamas too. Doesn't it say nobody will ever be like Moshe Rabbeinu? You can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu? So that line is a little tzarachin in the Radak. What he argues on the Rambam, that it could be somebody will be like that. The Rambam writes in Perek Tes of Hilchos Shuvah, she Navi gadol karov l'Moshe, Mashiach is going to be a Navi karov l'Moshe Rabbeinu. Avalo k'moshe. It says in the Torah, v'lo kam o Navi b'Yisrael k'moshe. That only means in olam hazeh, but when Mashiach comes, it's going to be. So a little tzarachi in how the Radak could say that there could be a Navi k'mo Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so we continue. So Hashem says at that time, I will pour my ruach, and there'll be nevuah, and there'll be chalomos, and there'll be chezionos. V'gam al ho'avadim v'al ha'shvachos. Even on Avadim Eshvachos, maybe even the non-Jews, Bayemahema Eshpoches Ruchi. Ruach is a very all-inclusive term. It's not about Ruach HaKodesh. Ruchi, everybody's going to be inspired to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the nations of the world will be inspired. V'nasati and Pasuk Gimel now. Now, Yoel refers to, it's not going to be so easy to get there. Not going to be so easy. V'nasati movsim b'ashayim v'aretz. I'm going to put movsim. I'm going to put wonders in the shemayim and the aretz. Dam v'esh v'simros ashan. Right, blood and fire and columns of smoke. What is this referring to? So Pashtus, the Mefarshim say, Rashi says here a little bit, but more by the Radak. This is referring to what's known as Gog u'Magog, what we discussed back in Sefer Yechezkel. It's going to come up again in Zechariah, but in Yechezkel, in Perek Lamed Ches, Vayehi Dvar Hashem Elai Limar, what does Yechezkel say? Let's remember, Ben Adam, Simpanecha El Gog, Eretz HaMagog, Nesi Rosh Meshach V'Suval, V'hi Naveh Alav. Say the nevuah about Gog, v'amarta. Ko amar Hashem Elokim ini alecha Gog nisi v'shov avticho v'natati chachem b'lcha yecha I'll schlep you to the battlefield. It's going to be a big battle between all of these nations. Get ready. You'll come there, and there'll be a big battle. I'm reading. It's not clear. It seems like it's not even going to involve Am Yisrael. Right, if you look at the Abarbanel here, the Abarbanel, again, continuing that he says what was mentioned before were the four Galios, and this continues now, which is talking about the future. So he says, as he says elsewhere, Gog u'Magog is about a battle between Yishmael and Edom. That is the Abarbanel Shita. V'hanachon be'enai. He says, Shezachar Hashemesh v'hayareach b'zeh belvad. He talks about the Shemesh and the Arach, where the next passage is going to talk about something happening to the sun and the moon. Lafisha malchama atzumah ha'itiyeh bein Edom v'yishmael. Asher ilachamu zeh im zeh. Al admas ha'kodesh li'rash osa. It's going to be a fight amongst the great nations. Kamosha avar. U'be'emes u'melchames gog u'magog. Shenibu ha'nevim. U'ba'avur she'ashemesh b'orea b'nei Edom v'yirech al'yishmaelim. That's why that mashal is given. But that's what he says. It's referring to Gog u'magog. The Malbim says here, what is Mofsim? There's going to be a Shinui in the Sidrei HaMaaracha. Shinui in the Seder. We know the Gemara tells us there were three people in history that changed the Shinui HaMaaracha. We know they were Moshe and Yeshua and Nakdimon Ben Gurion. Right? Yeshua is the only one that's before us in the Torah, in the Navi. Yeshua, we know Shemesh Begivon Dom, the Areach Be'emechai Alon. But Moshe Rabbeinu, we learn that from Gzeirah Shava with Yehoshua. And the third, of course, Nakdim Ben Gurion, that is that great story in the third parak of Tainus, which is the parak of all the stories, and that is Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis going over to Chaf Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses that there was a drought and there was no water, and Nakdimon promised that I'm going to borrow 12 big pits of water and I'll pay you back. If I don't pay you back, then I'll have to pay for it. And it was the last day and no rain. And he said I still have time. And the owner who owed the money went into the shower. He came out and Nakdimon went into the Beis Hamikdash. It was Besati Bini David, and the water came down. But he says it was too late after Shkia. And Nakdimon davened, and what happened? Nispazru ha'avim bezarcha hachama. Ba'osa shah amru lo ha'adon, ilo lo nikdur hachama ha'ili pischon pe'alecha. Shosim imcha mosai. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, shlosha nikdur ma'alem chama ba'avuran. Moshe, Yeshua, Nakdimon ben Gurion. And Yeshua was the one that talked to the sun and the moon. Chazal pick up on Shemesh begon dome, stop. Right, so that's where there was a shinui Latova. But here there's going to be a Shinoi just to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. That's the Osos and the Mofsim, as the Malbim says. Again, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, the Radak also quotes it a little bit. Says maybe this is all a mashal, as the Rambam would say. It's not a change in the Bria, but that's the suggestion. Hashemesh yafech lechoshech vayarech ledam. The sun is going to turn to darkness. The moon is going to turn to blood. Again, is this literal or is this just a mashal? The Rashi says it's literal. The sun is going to turn to darkness. Why? Those that worship the sun. You want to worship the sun? I'll show you. I'll take away the sun's power. And the moon, which usually reflects the light of the sun, and his light also will be red. Before the day, before the great day. Some say, does it mean before? It should be on the great day. But either way, maybe the great day referring to the more positive. But again, that's the changing the Shemesh and the Areach. Again, remember the Rambam. The Rambam says this is how a lot of Avodah Zarah started, right? Before we got to the Psalim, before we got to a lot of the takeoffs of Avodah Zarah, the original ones had to do with the sun and the moon. As we know, even the Midrashim about Avram Avinu with the sun and the moon and looking at the sun and the moon and trying to figure things out. But that's what the Rambam says. And when he gives the history of Avodah Zarah in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, the Rambam says, in the Yimei Enosh, People made a mistake. Toha adam toz gadola. V'nivra atzas chach me'oso ador. The enosh was the toz. What was the toz? Ho'il v'ha'kel bara kochavim elu. Hashem created the stars and the sun and the galgal mahanigas ha'olam. V'nasnam bimaram v'chalak lem kavod. He gave them kavod. Look at the sun. Everybody, the sun is so powerful. And heim shamashim ha'misham shen lefanav. And they serve Hashem. So if they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're these amazing servants. So shouldn't we praise them too? Ru'uyim heim l'shabcham u'lefaram v'lachlok lem kavod. Isn't it appropriate? V'zeo ratzon al-kel baruch hu. Isn't that what Hashem would want? Hashem would want us to give kavod to His servants. L'gadil l'chabed mishagidlo v'kibdo. Similar, you know, like the Ramban says, the kibud achagadol is an outgrowth of kibud av. And the father gets kavod if I honor the oldest brother. So Hashem would get lahavdil. Hashem would get covered if I honor Hashem's greatest servants. Kemosha melech rotzeh lechaped avadav v'ho'om dim lefanav zeu kvodo shel melech. Says the Rambam. Kivat sh'olah davadel libam. And they started. So they started building things to the kochavim and the mazalos. Livnos l'kochavim heichalos u'lakriv lem karbanos u'lishabcham u'lefaram. At that time they still knew. They still thought that this is what Hashem would want them to do. That's where Avodah Zarah started. And then slowly, it started getting away from that, as we know. V'achar sh'archu ayamim amdu b'vnei adam nivyei sheker v'yamru shakel tzivalem v'amalem evdu kocha ploni. Okay, Hashem says to do this, to do that, and build a mizbeach, and build a heichal. And this is how it started. V'kivin sh'archu ayamim nishtaka Hashem hanichbad v'hanora mipi kol ayikum. Everybody forgot Hashem. V'lo ikiru. V'nimsu kol ama aretz v'hanashim v'aktanim enem yodim el atzur shal eitz v'evin v'heichal shal binyin. All they did, and all they knew, were these stones and these temples. That's all they knew. And Valderach Zeh Hayolam Miskalgel V'Holech Ad Shenovat Amudo Shel Olam Shehu Avraham Avinu. He was Avraham, and he was the Eitan. The Rambam says Kivet Sheningimal Eitan Zeh, and that's what's alluded to here. Says Yoel that the sun will turn to darkness, the Areach is to Dam, right, to show all these people that are over the Avodah Zarah who is really in charge. Good. And the last pasuk, v'haya, kol asher yikra b'shem Hashem yimaleit. But at that time, gog u'magog, who's going to survive? Whoever calls out in the name of Hashem, they will escape. Ki b'har tzion u'v'yerushalayim t'yeh pleita. Again, you have to read this pasuk with the ones in Yechezkel and with the ones in the end of Zechariah, which by the Hashem we'll get to. Kasher amar Hashem u'v'asiridim asher Hashem korei. And all the ones that survive, that call out in the name of Hashem and that Hashem calls. Who are these? How do you call out in the name of Hashem? How is that possible? So if we look in the Yalkut right here on the Pasuk, there's only a few pieces, entries in the Yalkut on Yoel, says the Yalkut, Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin, Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem Yimaleit, whoever calls out in the name of Hashem, ask the Yalkut, V'chiyevshal Ola Adam Likaro B'Shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who could call out in the name of Hashem? How do you call out in the name of Hashem? Ela Nikra Hamakom Rachum. Shenemer Chanun V'Rachum Hashem. Hashem is called Rachum. Afata Asei Matanas Chinam. You act like Hashem. You know how you call out the name of Hashem? By acting like Hashem. Nikra Hamakom Tzadik. Ki Tzadik Hashem Tztakos. Ahev. Afata Heve Tzadik. Nikra Hamakom Chasid. Ki Chasid Aninu Hashem. Afata Tiyeh Chasid. Lekach Ne'amar. Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem Yimalei. Meaning the mitzvah of V'halachta B'drachav. When we copy Hashem, that is Ki'ilu, we are calling out in His name. Right? That is one of the mitzvahs I say. Right? The Chafetz Chaim in the Hakdama to Avas Chesed talks about this and mentions that it says this 8 times throughout the Torah in different forms that we have to be like Hashem. B'tzi Moleches B'chol D'rachav Sheim Darkei HaChesed V'Harachamim V'Hachanino. He quotes the Psukim. Kiddich Siv. What does he quote? V'atah Yisrael Hashem Lokecha Shalom Imach Im Liyirat Hashem Loleches B'drachav Sifri Elech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Racha V'chanun. And then he quotes our pasuk in Yoel. He quotes the Medrash that quotes our pasuk. Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem Yimaleit Eichav Shalom La'adam Likro B'Shem Hashem Elama Amakam Nikra Racha V'chanun V'atah Yivir Racha V'chanun V'ozim Anaschina Makol V'lo Pamachas Hizir Oson Hashem Yisbarach Alzeh Ki Im B'Shmona Mekomos Amar Ki'inyan Azeh. 8 places, and he quotes. And besides this, he says, the Torah is full. The Torah is full, and the Navi is full of acting like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that is the Yalkut that the Chafetz Chaim quotes in the beginning of Avas Chesed. The Mechtam Eliyahu of Dessler writes in the first volume on page 138, what do you see from this Yalkut? You see that life's not about drashas. You could give drashas, but life's about Maisim. Life's about the Doresh living based on what he says. V'lamana mikan yisod gadol, says Rav Dessler, ki lo bidrashos efsha likro b'shem Hashem ol hashpia, ki ein bidrashos shum kawach, if the shomea doesn't want to listen. Ach, b'ma'asim hagedolim v'rabim, b'chesed l'kol tzad, b'shlilas avas atzmo v'hanetilo l'gamri rak be'elahu kolach hashpa, u'be'ineinu re'inu, we've seen many tremendous talmidei chachamim, he says, shomrei Torah mitzvah ba'alei machshavim u'ula, v'yafal pikin lo yeshpiu b'yeshiva, l'hachnas ruach ben Torah b'talmidim k'deboi. And they don't get through to the talmidim. Why? Because they don't have, they don't teach in a way, says Rav Dessler, that they live it. And they look at it as a job and a parnassa, but they don't live it to be able to give it over in to be like V'yal Akhtim Bidrachav. And the Inyan Zehu Shagadru Chazal, Ba'amrin Tvarim Ayosim and Alev, Nechnasim El Alev. That's what we have to do, and that's what we learned from this Yalkut. That's what it means. Calling out of the name of Hashem is living a life being like Hashem. Like the two Gemaras in Shabbos and in Sota, being like Hashem in Maisim, being like Hashem in Midos. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and at that time, we're all going to do it. Hopefully, all those that do it are going to be safe from Gog Magog, among all the other Chazals throughout Shas, about how we're safe from Gog Magog, but this is a perek to remember, a perek to take with us, that we daven for the day that this perek is fulfilled. Hashem, next time we get into the last perek here in Yoel, just four prakim, more about La'asid Lavo.